to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
Thank you. Rhodesia. The Kenny Dorham Nonet, nine of them in there. Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Hank Mobley tenor sax, Horace Silver on piano, J.J. Johnson trombone, Art Blakey on the drums, a real all-star lineup here. Cecil Payne baritone sax, Oscar Pettiford on the bass, Potato Valdez on the congas, and Richie Goldberg on the cowbell. Yes, cowbell. I've got a fever that only more cowbell can satisfy. So good, let's hear another. From the same session on March 29th, 1955, sadly, minus the cowbell, here's Bansher's Dream. We'll be right back. Banshear's Dream from the Kenny Dorham Octet. We heard Aphrodisia from the same March 29th, 1955 session to start the show. I'm Paul Kivy, and this is the Recorded History of Jazz, our 40th edition. And besides those two beauties, Volume 40 is highlighted by two songs each from new jazz notables, Herbie Nichols, Hampton Hawes, and Cannonball Adderley. Pianist Herbie Nichols from Harlem was far less known in his lifetime than almost any of the other musicians you are hearing. He wrote a considerable amount of music in his 44 years, dying of leukemia in 1963. Yet he only recorded as leader from 1955 to 57, and most of that wasn't issued until the 1980s because Alfred Lion at Blue Note didn't think it would sell. I guess we can be grateful, though, that he recorded Nichols' trio at all after much badgering by Herbie Nichols. Nichols' style is unique, mixing, I guess you could say, bop, Dixieland, some classical, with a Caribbean flavor. Here's the first two we will hear from his trio with bassist Al McKibben and Art Blakey, again, on drums. Here are The Third World and It Didn't Happen. That's two from the Herbie Nichols Trio, both from May of 1955. That one was It Didn't Happen. Before that, we heard The Third World. You are listening to the recorded history of jazz. Milt Jackson from Detroit started out as a singer and only switched to vibes at age 16 when he heard Lionel Hampton on a Benny Goodman record. He was hired by Dizzy Gillespie in 1945 as part of his sextet, and you can't get more in the heart of bop than that. A few years later, he formed what was initially the Milt Jackson Quartet with pianist John Lewis, drummer Kenny Clarke, and bassist Ray Brown. When Percy Heath replaced Brown, they kept the initials but changed the name, the Modern Jazz Quartet, MJQ, which was one of the longest-running small groups, recording and performing regularly from 1952 to 1974, and again from 1981 to 1993. Here, though, is Milt Jackson's quartet, with Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, pianist Horace Silver, and drummer Connie Kay. From May 20th, 1955, here's Moonray. Thank you. That is the Milt Jackson Quartet with the Silky Moonray. You have found a hidden treasure, the recorded history of jazz. In our 40th episode, we are focused on the finest in jazz from March to July of 1955. Pianist Hampton Hawes from Los Angeles was the son of a Presbyterian minister, and his mother was the church pianist and his first teacher. After serving in the Army from 1952 to 54, he recorded three trio albums in 1955, which won him New Star of the Year in Downbeat magazine. But he was arrested on heroin charges on his 30th birthday and sentenced to 10 years in prison. The sentence was ultimately commuted by presidential pardon by John F. Kennedy in 1963. Before dying in 1977, he wrote one of the finest jazz autobiographies, Raise Up Off Me, chronicling his rise and fall and a detailed look at the world of jazz and the famous characters that inhabited it. Here are two tunes from the Hampton Hawes Trio with Red Mitchell on bass and Chuck Thompson on drums that show why he won New Artist of the Year. Here's Hamp's Blues. Thank you. 2 from the Hampton Hawes Trio. That little beauty was So In Love. We heard the driving Hamps Blues before that. You are listening to the Recorded History of Jazz. On the same day Hampton Hawes first recorded as leader, June 28, 1955, as we just heard, an even bigger name makes his debut, Cannonball Adderley. Julian Cannonball Adderley and his cornet playing younger brother Nat were from Tampa, Florida. Julian earned the nickname Cannonball in elementary school due to his voracious appetite. Cannonball being something you could say in front of a teacher instead of cannibal, which I guess is what they said on the playground. After graduating from Florida A&M, Cannonball moved to New York in 1955, intending to go to graduate school. He brought his alto sax to the Cafe Bohemia, a new jazz club at that time. One night when the regular sax man, Jerome Richardson, was stuck in a recording session, and Adderley wound up sitting in with Oscar Pettiford's band for the whole evening, impressing those present so much, he got a record contract and got asked to play with Miles Davis, all in his first 6 months in New York. Remarkable. Here are two from his debut session for Savoy, with Brother Nat on cornet, Horace Silver piano, Paul Chambers on the bass, who makes his debut here as well and will quickly become in great demand. Kenny Clark, the nominal leader on drums, and of all things, the aforementioned Jerome Richardson, whose absence got Cannonball noticed. He plays tenor sax in the first tune, and Richardson plays flute on the second. Here is Bohemia After Dark. Thank you. From the Kenny Clark Septet featuring brand new unknown stars, Cannonball Adderley and his brother Nat. Even though that was Late Entry, and the song before that was Bohemia After Dark. Even though this era is focused on hard bop, an emphasis on soloing, pushing the tempo, and a general lack of vocals, here on the Recorded History of Jazz, we're in 1955, and we are only 10 years removed from the big band era. And a few of those big bands are still producing quality new music. Consider the Count Basie Orchestra. Rhythm guitarist Freddie Green from Charleston, South Carolina, spent his entire career with the Basie Orchestra from 1937 to his death in 1987. 50 years with one band. That's incredible. And here is Freddie Green's composition, and he is featured as well with the Count Basie Orchestra from July 26, 1955. The tune is Corner Pocket. Thank you. That's the Count Basie Orchestra with Corner Pocket, written by 50-year Basie guitarist Freddie Green. This is the Recorded History of Jazz, and we have time for one more, so let's make it a live one. From the second ever Newport Jazz Festival, on July 17th, 1955, this is Thelonious Monk's standard, Round Midnight, with Monk on piano, Miles Davis trumpet, Zoot Sims tenor sax, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Percy Heath on bass, and drummer Connie Kay. This is Round Midnight. Thank you. at the 1955 Newport Jazz Festival. That's pianist Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight with an all-star backing band featuring Miles Davis on trumpet. That's all we have time for today on the 40th edition of The Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivy. I hope you enjoyed it and can join me next time for classics by Lionel Hampton, the Count Basie Orchestra, Herbie Nichols, and our first listen to Bop clarinetist Buddy DeFranco. You are tuned to 91.7 KAXE in Grand Rapids, 90.5 FM KBXE.